then let's get started. So I'd circulated the agenda, suggested two items. Basically, the first one is to talk about whole level evaluation rules, and the second one is about the IAB statement. And we can start the discussion, and then we can obviously continue the discussion in Singapore. Whole level evaluation rules, basically, so I'll just reiterate what I said yesterday, last time we had a call. The whole label evaluation rule concept was basically initiated to manage or control extra labels which are, for some reason, should not be allowed based on, you know, whatever the code point and variant definitions are. One example could be that had we allowed combining marks, it would not be possible, for example, to have two combining marks on the same character. So, for example, you cannot have a bay with fatah and dama together on the same character, right? That's just not legally possible in Arabic script. And so if we had allowed combining marks, one of the whole label evaluation rule could have been that if a code point, two code points which are of type mark cannot come in a sequence. So a rule like that could have limited only a single a combining mark on a character. So that's the basically motivation behind whole label evaluation rules, that there are certain things which you cannot control at code point level. You have to control these things at label level. And if there are those kind of things at label level, which, for example, the script doesn't allow, then a whole label evaluation rule can be written to contain that, you know, ensure that wrong labels or inappropriate labels are not created automatically. The question to raise for ourselves is that given the code point repertoire we have finalized, first of all, is it producing some blatantly wrong labels? And if it is producing blatantly wrong labels, should we have a whole label evaluation rule or more than one whole label evaluation rules to control those quote unquote wrong labels which we think are being formed? Obviously, as far as the code point repertoire is concerned, it is just a list of letters. It actually, we've really simplified the code point repertoire. It doesn't contain combining marks, it doesn't really have any symbols or those kind of things. So there's really probably no over-generation as far as code point repertoire is concerned. However, if we look at our variant sets, the variant sets are numerous. Not because we wanted them numerous, but because that's how it is in Arabic script, the way it is encoded in Unicode. And because of those large variant sets, there may be cases where we are producing against one label many extra labels which are variants, and many of them could be actually allocatable. If they are blocked, we don't need to worry about it. But if there, many of them are allocatable variants, then if there are variant definition, our variant definition is creating some, so to speak, not desired labels which are allocatable, then we can write whole label evaluation rules to contain that and block some otherwise allocatable labels, but they will be blocked through a whole label evaluation rule. So last time I gave one example, just an example, one could agree or disagree. But if we, for example, have a Persian calf, or Urdu calf, which is Arabic calf. I was last time giving an example that those two calves cannot come in within a single label. Either you'll be using, you know, the multiple calves in a label, something like, if they have a calf, three calves, then all those calves would be either all Arabic calves or all Persian calves. It will not normally be the case that the first one is Arabic calf and the second one is Persian calf and then the third one is Arabic calf again. Right? But our variant set will create those labels as well and will create those labels as allocatable labels. And therefore, we could, for example, write a simple whole label valuation rule which says that if one calf is present in a label, the other calf cannot be present in the label. And if that is the rule, then the mixed calf cases will get the law blocked. They will no longer be allocated. So let me stop here, and if anybody has any comments or questions, let's take those first, and then we can go into, I guess, a more open discussion. So I guess my question would be that, do you understand what the whole label evaluation rule is about?
Yes, it makes sense. Yeah.
So, I guess the next question then is, do we need whole label evaluation rules? So, at least, for example, the calf example I gave, is that, for example, a valid whole label evaluation rule, or is there, for example, a language which may have both calves together in it? And therefore, we should have that rule.
I think, Abdeslam, I think whole label evaluation rules are made for in case we need, you know, to make exceptions and to find the context-dependent positioning of a character or a sequence of characters, good points within a level. Yeah. Otherwise,
right.
Block or allocate should be sufficient for, you know, the last XML document. I added actions. So first actions are executed in the precedence according to the appearance in the section rules. So the first action, if it is executable, then it will not move to the next action, etc. So this is why actions that contain restrictions, the most restrictive actions should be put first, and the most restrictive rules should also be put first. But for instance, we have only one single position-dependent evaluation rule, which concerns Jamal, Buta, and her at the end of the word. So I added a rule for that. But yes. Maybe we need, but we have to identify context in which we have to pass the level from end to end, from the beginning to the end, or from the start to the end, and identify if it contains any abnormal sequence of letters to discuss it, for example, or to in order to accept it. Yeah, this is what I wanted to say.
Okay. I'm sorry, I did not get all of what you said, but just bad sound quality on my end at least. Could you quickly summarize that? Are you suggesting that there should be a rule or rules, or then we should not have these rules?
My opinion, there should be some rules, but for example, for instance, I don't identify other rules other than the one that is suggested. Maybe on the actions that act on the belonging of the variants to either blocked or allocatable. Yeah, that's right now I don't see any further rules to be added. That's following discussion,
okay.
I uncover new rules that could be added depending on variants, how they could be checked.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else wants to comment?
Yeah, actually, this is Ahmad. Actually, although it is very simple, but even then we should make a rule for this whole level evaluation. For a whole level evaluation, we should make two principles.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that one more time?
Actually, I'm saying we should make principle for this whole label evaluation.
Right. So, for example, would you agree with the CAF rule, or you think that is not necessary? And also, do you have any other suggestions of such rules at this time?
Actually, I don't have any suggestion at this time, but we will discuss and we will find out some principle for this. Although it's very simple, but if it is very simple, then even then we should have some rules.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else wants to come in?
I have just one question about the document at hand. That I think it is revision number 15, dated 2nd of December 2014. And this document is a general one, not specific to the Arabic script. Am I right?
Sorry, say that again. Can you repeat it?
The document at hand is about the whole level evaluation rules. It is revision number 15, and it is 2nd of December, dated 2nd of December 2014. And it is a general preview of whole level evaluation rules, not specific to the Arabic script.
Exactly. So there is a document which the integration panel has developed and circulated, and you're referring to that document. And that document goes into an example of Devanagari, for example, where Devanagari script has a very specific set of rules which create a syllable, using dependent vowels and, so consonants around and dependent vowels around them and so on. It's a general document, and we need to see in that context whether there is anything we need to do within Arabic context.
Okay, fine. Then, on the basis of this document, we have to discuss about the need of the rules, and first of all, what are whole-level evaluation rules and how these are needed. I think these are the questions related to the Arabic script.
Right. So,
it makes sense then that the two CAFs, one related to Arabic and the other is a Persian CAF, these should not be allowed in a single level. So, yeah, it makes sense that there should be a rule.
Right. Similarly, if we, I think what we need to do is look at all the other variant sets and see whether we can make similar rules for other variant sets. So, for example, there is a big variant set of A and Table Bhuta, and maybe there can be a rule which could restrict the use of hay and Temar Bhuta in that context as well. So, for example, the two kinds of Temar Bhuta should not be able to come within a single label. Either it will be the 0629, the Arabic to Temar Bhuta, Arabic language Temar Bhuta, or 0633, the Urdu Temar Bhuta, right? But both cannot come in a single label. So there may be other cases where we may want to add some rules and to restrict labels which we know should not happen. And if they are creating allocatable labels, so in case of Temar Bhuta, perhaps we don't need a rule because 0629 and 0633 are actually allocatable variants of each other. So they will create a mixed set of labels if multiple Temar Bhutas come in a label, within a label, and therefore we need to restrict that particular context. So there may be other cases beyond the car. We have maybe have some rule for A, one for Temar Bhuta, and then perhaps let's see, other allocatable variants are this. Let's see, 4-1 and 4-2. That doesn't block anything. And I guess the Alif group at the end in the variant document. I'm not really sure if there is a rule around it or not, but we can also look into that. So, for example, the Alif may not have a rule, but we do have potential rules for Ka, for A, for Tema, Uta, and possibly for Ye, but I'm not really sure.
Can I add another example?
Yes, please go ahead.
There are two graphs. One is a Pashto graph, and the other is Urdu graph or Persian graph. So these two graphs should not be allowed in a single label. Or similar is the case with Dal, A, and Re. The Pashto version, Pashto counterparts of these code points should not be allowed to be used in a single label with the Urdu Dal Te Re.
Yes, okay. So that is also a good rule, that there are certain characters in our code point repertoire, even where they are not variants in the variant set, there could still be subclasses which should not be mixed together.
Okay.
Right. So that would be a valid rule as well. So at some point we need to start making a list of these rules, and once we agree on the list of these rules, we can start adding them to our document and then get everybody's opinion on whether we should keep the rule or we should not keep the rule. So could then I suggest that all of us look at the variants and the code points, and then if we identify potential rules, we document them and email it to everybody on TFAIDN, and get everybody's response on whether it is something we should take forward or not. So currently we are not saying that we are confirming the rules. We are saying that we submit some proposals for rules. So in ARM, for example, could you write a very short email listing the rule you just stated with some code points, with the code points which should not be allowed or mixed, and I can, you know, we can all similarly contribute some rules on the list and have a discussion, and then we can finalize that discussion in Singapore. Would that
sure.
be an okay way forward?
Yes, this is Abdeslam. Just a remark, it could be possible for TFIDN members to specify the membership of code points to which scripts, although this can be identified from the code point, but we can add tags to subscripts, you know, for Urdu, for example, or for Arabic, basic Arabic, or for any variants of Arabic written language. And on the basis of this, we can have more specific rules that only concern specific labels written in that script and not in all scripts.
Yes, exactly. So that would be the eventual XML solution for these kind of rules. I guess at this stage, what we are saying is let's share them in English, plain English. And once we agree to the set of rules which we finalize, then I guess we eventually need to have a discussion on how to eventually implement these rules using the XML specification given to us. But as Abdulham was saying, that we can tag certain characters as in some classes, and then you can use these class definitions to restrict, make those whole level evaluation rules. Okay. So if that is okay, then I would want to close the discussion on the level evaluation.
Yeah, I just have
rules.
A question.
Yes, please go ahead, Tariq.
Dr. Sarwar. Yeah, Tariq. My question is there a rule said that if for example, Tamar Bota and Huff are various allocatable, that they cannot be in the same string, in the same level, cannot be there in the same level?
So I was talking about the two different Tamar Bota. One is the one used for Urdu and one is used for Arabic language. And I don't see a reason where the two labels, a label should actually have both kinds of Tamar Bota. I'm talking about 0629 and 06C3.
Yeah, okay. So the in one in a single level there can be two characters which are various to each other allocatable. No rule to avoid this or to restrict this.
So we want both of them to be allocatable if they contain either all 0629 or all 0633, because both of them are usable. But we want to only restrict the labels which mix 0629 and 0663.
Yeah, that's my question. Why restrict mixing? For example, the word here we took as example, Bahafat Allah, has Tamar Bota and has is the same. Is there a reason make us to restrict both in the same label?
So I guess what we are saying is that either somebody will be typing with Arabic keyboard or somebody will be typing with an Urdu keyboard. But
I don't mean that. Ta Marbuta and Ha are both in the same keyboard for Arabic, for example.
Okay.
You're talking about mixing hay and tamar bhuta.
We are not restricting that. You can mix hay and tamar bhuta. What I'm saying is that only the two tamar bhuta should be mixed together.
Okay. I got it.
Yeah. So hay and tamar bhuta obviously can be mixed together. We are not writing a rule to restrict that.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other comments? Okay, so I guess what we're concluding then is that all of us look into the code point repertoire, and we're all also going to look into the video sets, and if we think we have a potential rule which we can discuss later, then we will email it to the list. And at this time in plain English with examples, and then once we finalize the rules, then we obviously need to find a mechanism to convert that into an XML structure. So with that, let's close this discussion and move on to the second agenda item, which was this IAB statement, which has been issued, has been circulated. We've also shared a couple of responses to that. Basically, the IAB statement says that in Unicode 7.0, a new character has been introduced, 08A1, I think, which basically looks like a Dave Hamza above it. However, it is not equivalent. The Unicode has not defined it as equivalent to Dave with combining Hamza above. And therefore, though it should, the IDNA, the IAB says that the IAB 2008 standard would normalize these two kinds of composed and decomposed forms, but in this particular case, it does not get normalized, and therefore it creates possibly creates a security issue, and because of that, they said that IAB and IDNA 2008 standard needs to obviously address this challenge. And because of that, they said that first of all, two things. First, that we need to remain at Unicode 6.3 for the current work until this issue is resolved before moving on to Unicode 7.0, which has this extra character. And the second thing is that they have explicitly said that some additional characters, code points, Alif with Hamza above, Alif with Hamza below, or many of the letters which have actually Hamza combining mark, Hamza composed into the character should not be at this time considered in identifiers. And some of these code points have been part of Unicode even in earlier versions than 7.0 as well, of course. So there was a response from Dr. Azuma, and obviously there have been other responses on IDNA list by other people from the community, like Bruce Bay, Poonagar, Abdul Rahman, obviously has written there. Dr. Azuman also wrote on that list that response has been forwarded to you. Let me stop here and ask whether any of you have an opinion you want to share on this or some feedback you want to share on this at this time. And we eventually need to know, or we need to eventually figure out how TFAIDN will either respond to this in a way statement, or otherwise at least consider that statement while making or finalizing its proposal for ICANN.
So much. So I have a question, if you may.
Yeah.
So I mean, let's assume that the IAB doesn't listen to anybody and they just move ahead with the proposal. So how hard would it affect the progress of the work of the TFAIDN? How negative would it be on the community? I mean, if you have any initial impressions on this.
So I guess. If you look at the IAB statement, it lists and gives a list of 4 points at the end of its statement, and says these 4 points should not be used in identifying the speech at this time. These 4 points are bold.
That's correct.
Those 4 points are part of our proposal, which we are releasing. Right. So Alif and Hamzaba, and you know, some of these characters are part of the proposal which we are doing. And if we do not, there are two options going forward. One option is obviously that we say that these code points, we retract those code points and say that we are not going to make it part of our proposal until IAB clears it. That's one possibility. The second possibility is we make it part of the proposal and say that the reservations IAB has are not applicable in this case because we've taken these other measures which actually limit the case, and therefore we are including the these letters inside, very similar to what Dr. Al-Zuman actually suggested as a solution. That you block 08A1 and you block the combining Hamza, the rest of them then do not really create a problem. So it is up to us to decide. In any case, we have to address that comment either by retracting the 4 points they have suggested and therefore addressing it, or otherwise by putting these 4 points. However, then giving an explanation why then, if the supports are included, why they do not pose a threat as IEAC has indicated generally, and how we actually already addressed that kind of issue, similar to the response which Dr. Al-Zuman has shared with the community. So we need to decide which way we want to go. If we retract those code points, obviously, then we need to see whether the LGR is complete or incomplete without it. And if it is partially complete, we can live with it. We can then retract it, and we can always then add these code points in LGR 2 or some later time when IEB has cleared these code points. On the other hand, we can, as I said, we can include them in LGR 1 in our current proposal and say that, you know, since other concerns are addressed, we are still going forward with it. And then, obviously, when this is released, this will be released for public comments, and then IAB actually can actually respond to us during that public comment process in case they think that this is still an issue. If they think they're not an issue and we go through public comment, obviously, then we should be fine. So, are there any comments or questions at this time? So, 08A1 is not an issue because we are actually working on Unicode 6.3. That is Unicode 7.0, so that's already excluded from our context. Hamza, combining Hamza, we've also excluded. And because of those two exclusions, it does not create a significant issue as per Dr. Al-Zuman's comment which I have shared. So one possibility obviously could be that we say that because these two things are contained, the risk is managed, and therefore it may be okay to include these characters. So two ways, obviously a third way is that we do our proposal and we do not respond or acknowledge IAB statement. But I think that would probably not be a preferred way of going about it. Either way, again, I think we as a community need to decide how we actually want to react to this issue. So are there any comments or questions anybody has? So what I would then suggest is that everybody, let's go back and read the IAB statement and think about what do you think should be our response. We've identified three cases. There may be more cases. One case is that we ignore IAB statement and go ahead with our proposal. The second case is that we still go ahead with our proposal but explain why IAB caution is already addressed in our proposal, and so it's taking care of things, and therefore we don't need to worry about that. Or third, obviously, is that we retract those characters or 2 points as IAB has suggested, and at this time submit an incomplete proposal, and then come and complete the proposal maybe in LGR2 or maybe later on at some stage. So we have at least these three options. There may be more options. If you can think of other options, let's bring that on the table as well. But this is something we will discuss in Singapore face-to-face meeting. I was thinking during the first session when Fahad and me are actually overviewing the work so far. So we have about 1 hour at that time where we can actually start that discussion and probably at least initiate that discussion so that everybody in Singapore has that background, and then we have a couple of days to think about it, and then we can finalize this maybe on the second or third day when we close. So that's the plan. Are there any questions, queries? Okay. So we are done with our agenda, and I want to reiterate that we have the first version of the document, complete LDR proposal, out, and therefore it's out there. Please review it, see if this captures our work so far, and the proposal, the arguments are okay, if something needs to be taken out or something needs to be added. So please read that proposal. We will be discussing that proposal in detail. Some of you will be presenting some part of that proposal, so please make sure that you read it and present the relevant parts during the presentations in Singapore. Kindly make those. Also, for those who are presenting in Singapore, Fahad, I think we still haven't shared the complete agenda with the speaker names with the TEF AIDN. So would it be possible to maybe share that with everybody?
Yeah, sure, I'll do that, Salman. Should I upload it to the wiki, or should we just restrict it to the AIDN?
Yeah, I think at this time at least email it to the email list so that everybody knows what they're presenting.
Okay.
And people can prepare their sessions. Everybody knows, but that email has still not gone out to everybody yet.
I have a question about, can you send us the link to the Dropbox? Because I'm trying to find it on the workspace. I don't find it. The Dropbox.
Okay, so can you, is this Abdul Salam?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll send a link to Dropbox to you. So right now, that's no issue.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Ashali, thank you. Bye.
Okay. Okay, so anyways, so I think, so please read this report, make sure you're ready to present your set of section of the report and also the data which we finalize for the discussion. And I guess if there are no more questions or discussions, then I wish all of you safe travels for those of you who are going to Singapore, and look forward to a very productive meeting, and you know, hoping that we can close this discussion and actually finalize this proposal in those next 3 days. So let me stop here. Any final questions or comments anybody wants to make before we close the call? Okay. So again, thank you very much. We are closing before time. It's great. We'll see many of you in Singapore. Thank you. And bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.